IVM.
Folks, do you ever think about your future and feel completely at loss? Or are you not sure about the kinds of plans out there to help you plan your future better? Well, look no further as we have the answers for you. Hello, I'm Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter, and this is the Investverse podcast, an investor education initiative by HDFC Mutual Fund. In today's episode, I will be in conversation with a veteran ad man, author, business historian, and the co-host of The Last Brand Standing, Ambi Parmeswaran. We will be talking about planning finances for your retirement, systematic withdrawal plans, and so much more. Without waiting any further, let's get into this insightful conversation ahead of us. Ambi, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Anupam, for inviting me on the show.
Let's start with your job experience and your relationship with money.
Well, you know, my first job was in May 1979, and my glorious salary was 1,400 rupees a month. But, you know, those days, that was the salary we got, even though we might have had some fancy degrees behind, you know, our name. But even that first salary, I had a good boss who kind of instigated that, you know, I should put aside something, though 30-40% used to go in just paying for the PG accommodation, you know. But we still managed to save a little bit every month out of what we earned. And one has maintained that healthy respect and regard for money, that, you know, money is important and it's not something you can throw it out of the window. And one has been careful right through one's life.
Yeah. Okay, Ambi, why do you think that retirement planning is crucial and why should we all look into it?
You know, early on I realized it's crucial to plan for retirement, you know. You get too used to a certain kind of lifestyle, and if you don't plan your future well, it can become very difficult post-retirement. So it's good to plan your future that way. Even after retirement, you don't have to worry or compromise on anything. I also think you need to be prepared for the idea that you're going to be living a long life. So you need to plan everything so that, you know, your older self can be at peace without any worries. Plus, if you think about it, India does not have too many social retirement benefits, you know. So thinking about your post-retirement life becomes even more important. If you really start to think about it, we will also realize we have no power over the future. Let's say inflation rises in the future, it will sink all our purchasing power. Hence, planning is important so you can be prepared for anything. And in a country like India, leaving a legacy behind is such an important thing, which won't be possible if we don't think about our future. Lastly, one of the most important reasons to plan your retirement is in case of any medical emergency, you don't have to worry about anything.
Okay, Ambi, so on that note, I'd really love to hear from you on how you planned for your future and your retirement.
There are different ways in which I planned, you know, better for my future. You know, when I was younger, I saw my super bosses at work talking about the importance of starting early when it comes to investment. This inspired and motivated me to do the same. Because when you start early, you have a better risk appetite as one has lesser responsibility and expenses. Hence, providing opportunities to explore riskier, but possibly better yielding investment avenues is possible. Additionally, you have time to your advantage, enabling you to not only plan your investments, but also give them enough time to grow into a corpus that meets your financial goals. Also think starting early help me leverage the power of compounding. Let me explain what the power of compounding is and how it works. In simple words, it means reinvesting earnings you get from your invested amount. For example, if I invest 1 lakh lump sum at an interest rate of 12% per annum, then in normal case, my total interest earnings down 10 years would be 1,20,000. However, if I reinvest the interest I get, then my total interest earnings would be 2.1 lakhs approximately. Approximately, it's about 1 lakh difference. With the way compounding works, the more you invest at a young age, the more your money works for you over time. And eventually, you'll reach a point where the amount of money reinvested will become greater than the original principal amount. All you need to do is start investing early. And over time, compounding will grow your money for you.
So you make some really interesting points, Zambi. And if I can quickly add in, I also think people can use solution-oriented schemes, you know, like retirement schemes that are provided by mutual funds. These schemes are beneficial because these are goal-oriented schemes that help you target a specific corpus for your retirement. Based on your target corpus, you mentally calculate and earmark a certain amount of money to be invested today. And considering the importance of your future aspirations, it would be wiser that you defer some of the current discretionary, okay, not necessity, consumption, and subsequently take small steps in order to prepare yourself for your retirement.
Since we are on the subject of financial planning and monetary schemes, I had a question for you, Anupam. I'd like your expert professional opinion on it, as I'm sure our listeners would also be eager to hear from you. Is there any investment feature through which people can get a fixed monthly income?
Ambi, I think the systematic withdrawal plan is a good investment feature for this. Let me explain why. So, systematic withdrawal plan, or SWP, provides people with flexibility since they can withdraw amounts at regular intervals, monthly, quarterly, yearly. Receiving regular income from investments becomes useful for people who require regular cash flow for daily expenses. And SWP helps an investor get a fixed periodic amount, which can help people get a steady income in their retirement years. Another major advantage of SWP is that it is tax efficient. So, Ambi, what is one financial advice you would give others?
Handle surplus money wisely. Invest the money instead of wasting it on things you don't need.
Folks, that's a wrap on this episode. I hope that you liked it, liked this conversation between two experts and also good friends, and learned the importance of planning for the future. Ambi, thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Yeah, thank you, Anupam, for inviting me on your show.
Today's episode was a real eye-opener, and I hope it helped you understand the importance of planning for the future and how to make use of tools like the systematic withdrawal plan. We never know what the future holds, so what are you waiting for? Get to your finances today. Come and be part of this conversation on Instagram @HDFCMF and tell us what are some financial choices you are making to better plan for your retirement. And I will see you on the next episode of InvestVerse, an investor education initiative by HDFC Mutual Fund.
For KYC, change of address, investor complaints, redressal, etc., visit www.hdfcfund.com/information/key-know-how. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.